Hawks have a hell of a weekend. You wanted to be CNBC in Atlanta tomorrow night. Golden State, Steph and Jimmy Butler and Steve Kerr. And
how hard is that ticket?
It's an expensive ticket.
I went. Was it 92.9 game last year? 92.9
game. Last year we had the Warriors?
Yeah, I went, and it was insane how many Warriors fans. I was like, holy smokes, man.
A lot of those Steph jerseys.
Yep.
That was one of our trips. Me and Bobby had our little basketball retreat. And we went and saw Golden State that first night in Charlotte. You know, they're iconic, man. You know, Steph Curry, iconic. And Draymond, you know, I hadn't watched. I had great seats that night. Watching Draymond Green still get after it, still do the things that nobody does anymore, set massive screens, run the floor, play defense, get after it. He played with an energy at his age that just blew me away.
I got to say this on the NBA, and I don't talk a lot about it, but I'm gonna take this second to, as much as he's taken from me and as much as he's taken social media-wise, Bronny James had 17 points last night.
Wow.
You know what?
Bronny had 17 last night.
17. Damn. 17. You know what? And I sit here and said, you don't deserve to be there. You're there because your dad. You're taking somebody else's job. They had some injuries last night. Yeah. He winds up playing. He had 17
points.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I didn't see that yet.
You know what?
They get blown out, though, by the Bucks. Yeah. But
I mean, they had basically me, you, and Day-Day playing. Right.
It was the JCC All-Stars.
And we were hoping Day-Day was going to get us 30.
Yeah. They had a bunch
but I'll say this. Dude had 17 points. I think he was 4-for-7
I never
on
thought
pointers.
There'd be a day that Bronny James would score 17 points in the NBA at all. Anyway, Hawks are Saturday night. That's the crazy ticket. Sunday, a great kind of a outlet for family night. I think 6 o'clock start, perfect on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Then State Farm Arena gets next Friday and Sunday the opportunity to see really good college basketball. It's like a lot of people. We haven't focused on it yet, but I hope so. I want to be there Sunday to watch one of the big boys try to make it to the Final Four. I think it'll be unbelievable atmosphere. Listen, we were both lucky, Data. You go earlier this year to that doubleheader.
Yeah, the Kentucky and Duke. That was the first time getting to see
seeing Cooper Flagg live. Yeah. We got to see him early, and Kentucky beats Duke in that game. It's one of Duke's few losses. I love being in a building with live bands playing in timeouts. It's different from a football stadium because football stadium is so big.
Wide open.
And I'll never forget when Tech made their run, and you know, we were the flagship of Georgia Tech at 790 The Zone. There was nothing better than hearing the Tech fight song in timeouts as we're, you know, going through the two regionals, and then we're at the Final Four in San Antonio that year. And Tech beats Oklahoma State and Eddie Sutton with Will Bynum's shot. And the band after, and the cheerleader after, and the alumni after, and the look of joy in those moments from the alumni, which is exactly what it's like when you make the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the few sports where if you're a runner-up, that's fine. You know, if you make the Final Four, now that's not fine for, you know, right now probably not Auburn because they almost won a national title and everything else. But I promise you it was fine for other
Alabama
programs.
Alabama has never been. Tennessee.
Never been.
Tennessee's, Alabama has now. Tennessee has not, right?
Yeah. Is that what it is? Tennessee has never. Yeah. With all those great teams they've had.
Yep.
From Ernie Grunfeld to Bernard King to all every iteration of it.
They are definitely trying.
Here's our three strikes question. College basketball player you absolutely fell in love with. A college basketball player you fell in love with. Could have been over the tournament, you know, Bo Kimble and, Hank Gathers?
Hank Gathers and Bo Kimble.
Passed away.
All of Marymount.
Could be Kenny Anderson, Lethal Weapon 3. Could be just a guy that you fell in love with playing college hoops. Second one is the hip-hop song that brings back the best memories.
Mm.
The hip-hop song. I don't know about the best memories, but this was
put you in a good place. Oh, yeah.
This is one of mine right here.
Oh, man.
Spike Lee Power.
Great movie. Yep.
Spike Lee really emerges on the scene.
Then he does Morris Blackman because of this.
So
signs a deal with Nike.
You talk about a cool song, right?
Yep.
So, and finally, a local tavern that does it right. Just, you know, with all the shout-out for all the big sports bars and everything else that we take care of yesterday, just give me somebody, you know, that feels like that's the way it's supposed to be. You walk in, they know your name, they pour you a beer, you know.
Can you imagine Buckhead 1995 for the March Madness like right now? Like, what would be happening? What would be happening today?
Well, $3 cafe would be bananas.
The
we
entire
had so many
Buckhead.
So, do you have a local spot in Rome, Georgia, that's kind of like a local watering hole? Or
there's a place called Dark Side, which is on the other side of Harvest Moon. This is their little bar area. It's called Dark Side.
Yeah, a local tavern that does it right. Hip hop song that brings back the best memories, and a college basketball player that you fell in love with. How big a Public Enemy fan were you?
Loved it. Chuck D.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do at Dark Side? I will walk in. If it's like six of us couples, we will walk in, and we will put some paper that folds in the bartender's hands, and we will write down 20 songs, and we say, you play these 20.
Oh, that's old school right there.
You play these 20 in a row. These two pieces of paper are yours. And you know what happens 100% of the time? Those 20 songs play.
How great a move. If you're going to spend $100 or $50 somewhere anyway, to walk in and just hand that and say we're going to be here a while, how much better is your service going to be?
Oh, 100%. Look, if you pay up front, you that's how you get the best anything.
You'll never
music,
wait
service,
for any
drinks, anything.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you hand a bartender right out of the gate, hey, we're going to be here, even start with a 20 because you're still going to pay for your drinks possibly. But if you just start out and establish that relationship, right?
Yeah.
That's called establishing a baseline relationship. We're gonna connect here.
I've got a friend that is very, very well off. Very well off. I went to a fundraiser with him one night, and it was an open bar, big fundraiser. He walked in and he handed the bartender
Bo. How much?
He walked in and handed the bartender $500 bills.
Oh my god.
And he goes, hey, this is what he said. Coolest move ever. He goes, you see me? And you see this guy? And he goes, you see that line of people? We're not standing in that all night. And he goes, you know what? Y'all come right here and your drinks will be. What are you drinking? It'll be ready when you want one. I never waited in line the entire
100%
night.
That's 100% how it works.
Yeah. He handed him $500 crisp ones. He peeled it off in front of him and said, you see this guy and you see me. We don't wait in line all night, and we never waited in line.
I don't get broke off like that. Yeah, but look, we know faces of people that, you know, treat us well.
Take
and
care
you
of
will.
This guy is Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. This is who I compare him to. He's got more money he could ever spend. And when he walks in, he owns a place. And I love it that he's my buddy.
Right. Like we always say on our show, you don't need a lake house. You don't need to be super wealthy. You don't need to belong to all those fancy country clubs. You just need friends who are.
That's right.
You just need friends.
That's my guy.
You don't want to own that boat.
He's my guy.
You don't want to own that boat. You want a friend. Let him own the boat.
We walked into Chops Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
And he was the one that kicked two movie stars out of their seat. And you know who sat there? Rusty Mansell.
Yeah.
And our party.
Because he's a regular.
He's a regular.
And Sylvester Stallone's only there, you know, every couple of years. 404-726-0930.
Good question. Y'all call
I put this, I laid it on a tee for you. It's like when Rusty was coaching 10-year-old softball. He had that, well, you don't have a tee in softball as much as it, but that's how you get that swing. That's how you get that swing.
Yes, sir.
The college basketball player you absolutely fell in love with, the hip-hop song that brings back memories, and a local tavern that does it right. A local tavern, and that could be where you went to college.
A lot of Spyro fans. I see the tweets. West Georgia's, I gave you some shout-outs. Spyro, it was a really good place in Carrollton, Georgia.
All right, let me give you the big game of the night, courtesy of John Foy and Associates. I don't know, we'll stay with the NCAA tournaments. The North Carolina Ole Miss game is 4:05 on TNT. You may be out there with Mike Bell over there. At, where are they going to be this afternoon? Twin Peaks?
Cancun.
In Buckhead? Yeah. that's a real good game. Connecticut and Oklahoma, that's a TNT game tonight. Xavier and Illinois, that's a 9:45. These are little bitty spreads. These are first-round games with little spreads. Liberty has become a sexy pick. Liberty got beat by Kennesaw State earlier this year, and Kennesaw State had Liberty on the ropes as well.
The trendy pick today is Troy. Great rebounding team against Kentucky.
Okay.
A lot of upperclassmen.
What's the number on that game?
I don't know, but that's the trendy pick. Everybody's
11
on
and a half.
11 and a half. Troy, great rebounding team, good guard play. I like Carolina, and I like Troy plus 11 and a half.
I like that 11 a lot as well. Everybody looking at a flawed Kentucky team under Mark Pope. Let's take some phone calls.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's time for you to sound off. With three strikes.
Quit your whining.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
All right, Tinker, college basketball player you fell in love with.
Steph Curry, I believe it was Davis. Hey, is Steph Curry when he played Davis?
Yeah, yes. That's a good one. Hip-hop song brings back great memories.
Anything by Run DMC, literally just put it in, hit play, shuffle, it doesn't matter.
Yes, sir.
Local tavern that does it right.
This kills me. I told you about this place twice before. You finally went, and you loved it, and that's Lassiter's Tavern over there in Vining.
Lassiter's in Vining's is the definition of a pub tavern local. I mean, it smells, it looks, just the whole set. Appreciate it. Had good a great time there. I know the owner was listening when we were talking about it, but Lassiter's Tavern in Vining's, a lot of bougie places around there. That's down home. CJ in Dallas, college basketball player you fell in love with.
Man, the run JJ Redick had when I was young is just unmatched.
Yeah, wow. He had some, you know what, to him.
Well, you're seeing it now with the Lakers. Yeah, dude. He's got a swag.
He would turn to a student section and leave a finger up in a heartbeat.
There's a reason they're the most hated and loved program in players. A hip-hop song that brings back the best memories.
Young Money, Every Girl in the World, my first trip to Panama City, it played everywhere we went.
You've never been the same, have you?
Local.
I think about it often.
Local tavern that does it right. Local.
There's a place up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Trenton, Pennsylvania. It's called the Eagles. They've known my name for years.
Great call, buddy. Thank you.
We could literally take calls 30 minutes on those three questions. Guaranteed. Those were home run questions.
So we'll put that up online. Follow.
You will get some good ones with that.
Follow at Rusty Manziel _ at Steak Shapiro. Lots happening today. Andy and Randy coming up next. Mike Bell after that. I think Chris is working with him. And going to be a fun weekend.
Is Duke's in Vegas?
Yeah,
I saw.
He's in Vegas. He's doing his thing. Also keep in mind, we'll have the games on Westwood One. Get the Odyssey app. Get the Odyssey app anywhere
Easy
you
app.
Are.
Easy
if
app.
You're like, you know, you're in some travel soccer, i.e. lacrosse.
If you're in the bronze bracket Sunday, you can come back and listen to us today from 9 to 11.
You know it. Hey, take care. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your week. Bye.